USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is on his way back to the United States after attending the G7 summit in France. President Trump tells reporters before leaving, though, that he believes Russia should be readmitted to the G7.
I think it would be better to have Russia inside the tent than outside the tent. Do we live either way? Yes, we live either way. Is it politically popular for me to say that? Possibly not. I think a lot of people would agree with me, frankly, but possibly not. I do nothing for politics.
An Oklahoma judge ruled that Johnson & Johnson must pay $572 million for contributing to an opioid addiction crisis in Oklahoma. The verdict comes in the first case to go to trial of more than 2,000 brought by state and local municipalities nationwide seeking to hold the pharmaceutical industry accountable for widespread opioid abuse. On Monday, the Dow closed up 270 points. This is USA Radio News.
Non-attorney spokesperson and sponsored by Openjar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-958-2145 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-958-2145 now. Again, 800-958-2145. That's 800-958-2145.
Tropical Storm Dorian is a new concern for the Caribbean. National Hurricane Center meteorologist John Cangelosi with more details.
Track across the Eastern Caribbean and could deliver some impacts to either Puerto Rico or the Dominican Republic and Haiti or maybe all of those places. And it could be a hurricane when it gets in toward that region.
The storm could strengthen to a hurricane by Tuesday. Presidential hopeful and Senator Bernie Sanders is calling on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to act on legislation that would help the working class in Kentucky. Sanders spoke to a couple thousand people on Sunday at a rally in downtown Louisville and addressed McConnell directly.
I say here in Kentucky to Senator McConnell, stop blocking legislation from coming to the floor of the Senate.
Sanders accuses a Kentucky Republican of blocking bills in the Senate, such as an increase in the minimum wage and expanded gun background checks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A former Republican congressman from Illinois makes a huge announcement on Sunday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh, running against President Trump in the 2020 Republican primary as the conservative radio host, announced his campaign yesterday, saying that Trump is, quote, completely unfit to be president.
USA Radio Network's Wendy King has a look at the top movies over the weekend at the box office.
Angel Has Fallen is number one, grossing $21 million. Number two, The Good Boys at $11 million. Coming in at number three, a brand new movie called Overcomer at $8.2 million. Almost tying number three, Disney's remake of The Lion King at $8.2 million. Slipping down to number five, Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw at $8.1 million. At number six, a new movie called Ready or Not at $7.6 million. Number seven, the Angry Birds movie, number two, dropping down to $6.4 million. Number eight, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark at $6 million. Dora and the Lost City of Gold at $5.2 million, coming in at number nine. And number ten, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood at $5 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Thank you, Wendy. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.